Nicole Sandler, back with you here on Ear America Radio. We're joined now by Congressman Dennis Kucinich. Since we last spoke, your Kucinich amendment passed.
Right.
Were you surprised by the outcome?
I was pleased. I guess I could say I was a little bit surprised because this is the first time that the temperature of a single-payer issue was taken in a House committee. And I worked very hard on this, had the support of a lot of members of Congress who had written letters to other members urging their support. So it's good because it sets the stage for states to be able to make their own decisions about their health care destiny with a single-payer plan if they so desire.
Yes, and that is what the Kucinich Amendment to the new the House bill that's in the works right now, 3200, offers a single-payer option for individual states if there is no national single-payer plan.
Well, what it does is if we do pass 3200, it protects the right of a state to pursue its own direction. Because let's face it, states may not be satisfied with what's passed. And people may say, well, you know, I can't get the care that I need. And they're looking for more options. Well, this bill, with my amendment, preserves the right of people within a state to pursue a single-payer system, which ultimately is the most cost-effective, provides the most care, gives people doctor of choice, plus many other health care services.
Absolutely. Now, on Monday, I interviewed Congressman Rob Andrews from New Jersey, who is one of the authors of 3200, and I asked him how he voted on your amendment. He told me he voted against it, and I asked him why. And I want you to hear his answer. It's about 30 seconds.
Because we don't want the Obama bill to fail. The Republicans, you notice, all voted for Dennis's amendment. And I don't think that they suddenly had a revelation that they want single payer. What they're trying to do is drive apart our coalition, which has been very delicately built. The more conservative members of our party have had to compromise on raising revenues for this bill, which is necessary, having a strong public option, which is necessary and desirable. And the more progressive members have compromised by not pursuing single payer, but supporting a strong public option. It's a fragile coalition, and the Republicans are trying to do some mischief with that coalition.
How do you answer that?
Well, Rob's a friend of mine, but I don't think he meant to equate a single payer plan with mischief. I mean, if there's any mischief in the system, it's the corruption of the system by the for-profit insurance companies who take one out of every $3 and use it for their own aggrandizement.
Mm-hmm.
I had 14 Democrats and 13 Republicans vote for the bill.
So you had more Democrats than Republicans. So his theory is wrong.
So it was bipartisan support, mm-hmm. and some Republicans voted against it. The fact of the matter is that this amendment could save the bill, because when all is said and done, and people look at the fact that we're giving insurance companies the ability to have tens of millions of new customers, we're forcing people to buy health insurance from them, we may be degrading Medicare's position vis-a-vis senior citizens. When you look at that, there's plenty of reason to vote against the bill, unless, of course, there's a single-payer provision that would protect the ability of states to move forward with single-payer, and that would be a good reason to vote for the bill. So I think that that while the Obama administration has been very clear that it does not support single-payer, this H.R. 3200 is not a single-payer bill, but my amendment opens the door for states to pursue that. So, you can have it both ways in this case, and in fact, my amendment could be the amendment that saves the bill.
Right. And last night in his press conference, President Obama basically touted the desirability of a single-payer plan.
Well, he did. And I think people are torn because, on one hand, they know that the only way you really cut costs is to cut the for-profit insurance companies out of health insurance. And that's the only way you assure everyone's covered as well.
That's right.
So they can't, the political establishment in Washington is having trouble coming to grips with that reality. So what they're trying to do is to keep the for-profit healthcare system in the game, give them more customers, force people to buy it, and then have a so-called public option that will cover those people who the for-profit system don't take. It's really interesting in our discussion here, Nicole, because while last time we talked, we were just proposing the amendment, and now it's been accepted for a state single-payer option. Perhaps our next conversation can be how the country and the Congress ended up turning towards single-payer because everything else is melting down here.
Right. Well, and along those lines, the bill that you co-authored with John Conyers, H.R. 676, right, which is the single-payer bill, looks like there may be some hope on the horizon. Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York, I guess, has an amendment offered in the Energy and Commerce Committee that was supposed to be voted on yesterday, keeps getting pushed back, that would basically replace H.R. 3200 with H.R. 676. Do I have that right?
Well, yeah, he's talking about a substitute amendment. Certainly I'm with John Conyers, I've co-authored the bill. My concern is there hasn't really been a broad campaign behind that amendment. And absent a broad campaign behind it, I'm hopeful that we're not setting ourselves up to take a hit here that would then be interpreted as a lack of support for single payer. My amendment preserves the rights of states to go forward with a single payer system. I think it would be good if we had an amendment in the nature of a substitute on the floor of the House. Let everybody in the House have to vote on single payer, not just one committee.
I see.
And because you could trap something in a particular committee. Obviously, that we didn't have that problem in labor and education because we got the state single payer option out of the committee and included in the bill.
So that will be included in the final version of the House bill?
Well, it's at this point it's in. There's an elaborate process where there's, all of these bills, once they're passed, will go through Rules Committee, which then may pick the bill apart. Hmm. So what we need to do right now is to keep a national campaign going to protect the right of states to have their own single-payer system if they so desire.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you why this is so important, Nicole, because years ago when Canada established its single-payer system, it did it by beginning with one province. And so we have to realize that if a state's given the opportunity to experiment with single-payer, that could be the beginning of a model that would cause other states to want to participate and eventually could lead to a national system.
Right. So this not only leaves the door open, but if we follow Canada's lead, it could be the first step toward a national system. Congressman Dennis Kucinich is with us here. Now, I think we suffered a major setback today with Harry Reid caving in today and saying there will be no Senate bill before the August recess. And I really think the Republicans, they're probably cheering today because their strategy seems to be delay it and delay it as long as they can. The more time it takes to get this through, the more chance they have of waging a successful propaganda war against it and killing it entirely.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could argue that either way. I haven't really bought into the story that if we can't pass it now, it'll never pass.
Okay.
I mean, you could pull that on any bill.
Yep.
I think that whatever we pass has to be right.
I agree.
And I sure don't. The last thing I want to do is to jump aboard an express train that's headed towards putting more and more Americans in the grasp of the for-profit insurance companies without making sure that part of that deal is to give states the ability to go single payer if they want to do that. So, if this rush to try to get a bill belies the fact that most members of Congress haven't seen the bill. We
right.
don't know what's in the bill. It keeps changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not ready to jump in with a marching band and chowder society that leads to the door of the insurance companies. And I think that the only way that a bill deserves to be brought to the floor of the House is if there's a single payer option in that bill so that we can talk about and grouse about the H.R. 3200 for years to come, about its benefits or its inadequacies. But one thing for sure, if we have that single-payer option, it gives people at the level of the state the ability to take a new direction if they so desire.
Absolutely. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, thank you so much for your work on this issue. You are the guy. You're the man here. And anything I can do, and I know my listeners, the same thing, anything we can do to help make this a reality, please tell us.
I appreciate that, Nicole, and I appreciate the fact that you let your airwaves be used to inform people about this. Look, I don't do this alone. I mean, I can do it because there is support for this idea nationally. I know it because I've talked to people around the country. And so people need to be heard from now. They need to call their member of Congress and say, protect the Kucinich Amendment, the state single-payer amendment, in the final draft of H.R. 3200. And people will know what that means. I'm so grateful to have the chance to speak with you. thanks for the great work you're doing, and let's talk again.
Would love to. Thank you so much, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you.